Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. One of Southern Delaware's oldest musical organizations and one of its newest take the stage together next weekend when the Southern Delaware Chorale and Sodello, the Southern Delaware Orchestra, team up for a performance of Handel's Messiah. On this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny is joined by Sodello's board president, Steve Greifer, to discuss this upcoming performance.
Let me start by just asking you to kind of tell me about this performance and how this came about.
Well, it's really a unique performance, and it's a great illustration of the power of community music and community arts in Southern Delaware. We are remarkably similar groups in that the Southern Delaware Chorale started with their founder moving down to the Southern Delaware area and realizing that there was nobody to sing the Hallelujah Chorus with. And she came down here, saw the need, and started to bring together a group of friends. And this performance, 40 years later, is a celebration of those friends coming together and the longevity of the group and the passion for choral music and classical music. And the background for Sodello is exactly the same. I moved down here 4 or 5 years ago. There was nobody to play classical music with. There was no string group. So Eva Delgallo and I formed the orchestra. The only difference between the two of us is that we're 4 years old and they're 40 years old. So when it came time for their celebration, they saw really the opportunity to celebrate that idea of longevity and community service. And it was a natural for us to come together and perform. And we had our first rehearsal with the chorus was this past Monday night. The chorus has been practicing with Joey Shorthall, their music director, and we've been practicing with Jim Anderson, our music director, and everybody came together, prepared, and it was for nerds like me, a chill up your spine kind of evening.
What can people expect to see and hear when they come to these concerts?
Well, I think a lot of people are going to come to the concerts expecting the Hallelujah Chorus. And they're certainly going to get a very robust and enthusiastic Hallelujah Chorus from the stage. But it's really, as you well know, an amazing piece of music. And there are so many different ways that the people on stage perform together. So there's the full orchestra and the full chorus. And we often have pieces that we play together there. Then there's a group of people within the orchestra where the marking in the score is senza ripieno, and that means without the full orchestra. So we have the first and second stands of the various string sections playing together with select winds. And then we also have times when there are single soloists playing from the chorus. So it's really coming at us in every way possible. And it's so exciting that we go back and forth within a piece of music, or we're probably playing 15 or 20 different pieces, including the Hallelujah Chorus. I think a lot of the melodies will be familiar, and a lot of the words will also be familiar for people that grew up with this piece.
Yeah, that's worth mentioning. The Messiah is in English, so no subtitles, supertitles, or anything like that needed.
I believe that in every country where the Messiah is performed, which I would say is every place that there's a couple of violins that want to play together with their singing friends, the words have been translated into the language of the host country, which is really underscoring what is so important about the Messiah. Is it's about bringing people together. It's about celebrating a common joy, whether or not you're a Christian. The idea of salvation and people coming together and people celebrating together and raising their voices together is something that's universal. And that's one of the things that is so joyous about a performance of the Messiah in English or in French or in German, and whether it's here in Southern Delaware or anywhere else in the world.
One thing I love about The Messiah, and you touched on this, it is a large work, and it's such a dynamic work because it's not just always orchestra and chorus going full out the whole time. There's sort of elements of chamber music, elements of a very soloistic performance. And as you said, the Hallelujah Chorus is the most famous part, but there is more to the work. And I wonder, just personally, what are some of your favorite bits of The Messiah?
Well, you know, I have to say, and it's pretty cliche, but I have to say it's the Hallelujah Chorus. And the reason I say that is not necessarily musically, but I grew up, when I played in an orchestra in high school, everybody that had graduated from our high school came back for the Christmas concert, whether their kids were on the stage or not, and they sang the Hallelujah Chorus. And I played in the pit orchestra for many, many years after I graduated. So it's those memories of coming together and how music impacts the feeling of togetherness and community and cooperation, and reminds us in these days of the importance of crossing boundaries, of breaking down barriers, and of celebrating the joy of the music and the joy of the season. I also like And the Glory of the Lord, obviously. And if partly for the title and partly for the music, I like All We Like Sheep Have Gone Astray. And Lord knows that's true also, but there is some reconciliation and some resolution of that within the piece.
You know, almost every musician I've talked to in a variety of contexts over the years, they love getting to perform works that are chorus and orchestra. You know, singers love singing with the orchestra. Orchestras love playing with a choir. What makes performances like that so special for the performers?
When you have a piece like The Messiah, and an opportunity for a performance like this is also wonderful, and then coming full circle to the 20 or so of us who started off as a small string ensemble as Sidello 4 years ago, adding in soloists and then adding in the winds, brass, and percussion, and now adding in a chorus, it's like we're continuing to build towards something that I wouldn't say we couldn't have imagined it, because we did dare to imagine it, but the fact that it's come together so quickly, and if I can say so beautifully, in such a short amount of time, is a little bit of a holiday miracle in itself.
Yeah, and you know, to me, at its heart, music is about collaboration, and the more people you have collaborating, the more exciting the performance can be a lot of the time.
Well, and that's absolutely true, because everybody, and Monday night was a great example of many people meeting for the first time and just really getting behind Joey, hearing what they're doing, seeing how it all comes together. One other thing about collaboration that I just want to mention, there's a lot more to putting on a concert like this than learning the music and going up on stage. And having two different organizations come together to do the marketing, to do the logistics, to do all the arrangements, to motivating our membership to help fill the auditorium. That whole other side of it has also really been an exciting display of what community music and what community culture means in general. But I have to say, in particular, in Southern Delaware, this whole concept of community groups and community performances really is, in many ways, the primary way that we enjoy culture in Southern Delaware, and really at a high level of quality. So that collaboration on the stage, but also the collaboration behind the scenes, really builds to make this such an exciting event with a capital E, as opposed to just an exciting performance.
Parts of The Messiah, especially the Hallelujah Chorus, it's something that everybody has heard, but I want to underscore, if you've never seen it, if you've never been part of a live performance, it is a very magical experience.
And if you'll pardon me for bragging a little bit, I think it'll be that much more of a magical experience being at K. Penlopen High School, being in the community that people live in, having a relationship with the people that are up there on the stage. It really is a culmination of what we as musicians and performers and actors are trying to do here in Southern Delaware, which is enjoy what we're performing, but bring along the people that want to see it. And very importantly, to your point, we're trying to, as you've heard me say too many times, spread the joy of orchestral / classical music throughout the area. And you're absolutely right. It's an inspiring piece to hear, whether it's in your headphones or whether it's watching it on a screen. But when you walk through those doors before the conductor raises his baton, there's already a buzz of excitement in the room, and it's going to be electrical. When it'll be unlike, frankly, anything that the chorus has performed before or that Sodello has performed before. And it's the power of the audience coming together with our groups that's going to make it such a magical performance.
After the Messiah, the orchestra gets a little bit of time off, but what's coming up next year?
Our spring concert, which will be in March, will be the New World Symphony by Dvorak. It'll be some Mozart. We're back and forth between Don Giovanni and the Magic Flute. We'll have a soprano soloist performing with us. So it will be one of our more classical concerts. We mix pure classical concerts with largely pop concerts, with hybrid concerts. And I think that this concert that's coming up in April is going to be a great example of that hybrid between pure classical and things that people already are familiar with and know and love.
Thanks to Southern Delaware Orchestra Board President Steve Greifer and our Martin Matheny for joining us on Arts Playlist. Sodello teams up with the Southern Delaware Chorale for a performance of Handel's Messiah Saturday, September 13th at K-Penn Lopen High School. More information and tickets are available at sodellomusic.org.